Everywhere we go, the professors are very enthusiastic about the publications. And they say, we will take immediately all the books. All of her in the
evening then.
Yes, very much.
How many orders of books?
About page runners.
Yeah, this is my
hope.
And this, what is it?
The Chronicle. The Deccan Chronicle, the biggest distributed English paper in this area.
What do you need, love?
Yes. Ratiyatra conquering.
Yeah,
that's right. He conquered the world.
I saw of the communist part.
Yes.
Says in the name Ratiyatra in foreign lands. Ratiyatra in foreign lands. That's the caption underneath the picture.
What is he?
Yes. Ratiyatra in foreign lands.
Hare Krishna Swami.
Hare Krishna Swami. Man has unraveled many mysteries in his progress from barbarism to civilization. In his relentless pursuit of knowledge and his bid to add it to his storehouse of information about the myriad mysteries of the universe, he has outstepped the boundaries of the earth and turned his attention to outer space, and at present he is trying to determine whether life exists on Mars. But even though he has climbed a long way up the ladder of knowledge, the great mystery of all baffles him still, the mystery of God. Who is God? What is the relationship between man and God? Why should man try to realize God? These are some of the questions which have been engaging the attention of all thinking men from times immemorial. The search for God has been going on down the ages, because the supreme being is God, and to know him is to know the truth of all things, in all forms, in time, as well as in space. The destiny of man is unity with God, for man is essentially inseparable from God. It is this knowledge which helps man to attain the state of eternal satisfaction, or moksha. But for self-knowledge, moksha will be impossible, and self-knowledge will be impossible of attainment but for those divine messengers who throw light on the path of our lives. Whenever true knowledge, spiritual knowledge, begins to vanish on the face of the earth and tends to lapse into oblivion, the divine messengers revive that knowledge and nourish it with the vitality of their own experience. These divine messengers seek to awaken man to the knowledge of his real heritage. One such divine messenger is his divine grace, Iti Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
He made the ground.
He's written like an essay.
We should send it to Blitz.
Yes.
This article.
Yes.
Because they have said ungodly, and he is saying
divine messenger.
Yes. He is saying
wonderful.
Divine messenger.
Yes. He sent Blitz to Prabhupada and sent him that editor. Karanji.
Yes.
He is not feeling the capacity.
No, I don't know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But
ISKCON, which is a worldwide non-sectarian movement dedicated to propagating the message of Vedas for the benefit of mankind. The society was founded in 1966 by Swami Prabhupada, who had come to the United States a year earlier on the order of his spiritual master to teach Krishna consciousness in the Western world. Over the years, ISKCON has steadily grown in popularity and influence, and today it is widely recognized by the theologians, scholars, and laymen as a genuine and important spiritual movement.
Yeah, theologians, scholars,
all authorities,
and then he said,
at present, there are 108 ISKCON centers in 30 countries throughout the world. These centers enable full-time members to live in close association, following the principles of Vedic life, and also provide a place where interested visitors can learn about the philosophy and culture of Krishna consciousness and participate in its various functions. The basis of the movement is to chant is the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The chanting of this mantra is the most recommended means for spiritual progress in this age, as it cleanses the mind and enables one to transcend the temporary designations of race, religion, and nationality, and to understand one's true identity as an eternal spiritual being. In other words, simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can directly experience self-realization and lead a blissful life. The devotees experience divine ecstasy in singing the holy names of God as they accompany a musical instrument. The Hare Krishna devotees are the prerequisites for the serious pursuit of spiritual life, voluntarily abstain from meat-eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. The Krishna conscious lifestyle is based on the principles of living, of simple living and high thinking. Devotees rise very early, about 3:30 a.m., and spend the morning hours in meditation and study. During the day, the main activity is preaching Krishna consciousness. Many devotees go out to public places to distribute the society's books and its official journal, like the Granite magazine, which has a monthly circulation of more than 1 million copies in 14 different languages. In addition to book distribution, devotees engage in a variety of activities, including teaching, artistic pursuits, and farming. The qualification of Krishna consciousness is not what kind of work one performs, but that it be done in the spirit of devotion to God. For the first time, Swami Prabhupada has introduced Rathiyatra of Lord Jagannath to Puri in the Western world. This festival is now being conducted in the major cities of the world, like San Francisco, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, London, Paris, etc. Millions of people relish the taste of pulling the transcendental wrap and partake of Krishna Prasadam. Another of ISKCON's projects is New Vrindavan, a model 1,000-acre Krishna conscious community farm in the hills of West Virginia. This is ISKCON's first friendship in protecting cows and goats from slaughterhouses. Over 400 cows.
The cows? And?
This is ISKCON's first venture in protecting cows from going to slaughterhouses. Over 400 cows give 1,200 liters of milk daily, providing natural healthy products like butter, ghee, etc. And especially milk sweets like gulab jamun, rasgulla, etc.
Hmm,
what is
that?
These are the names for those.
That's not right.
ISKCON has generated many community farms like New Vrindavan, providing the ideal atmosphere of a busy yet peaceful village fully devoted to spiritual progress. Swami Prabhupada has also established the first Krishna conscious guru school in the West. In the West, a primary school in Dallas, Texas, Swami Prabhupada has also established the first Krishna conscious school, Gurukul, in the West, a primary school in Dallas, Texas, for 100 boys and girls between the ages of 5 and 15. Soon after its success, many such Gurukuls have sprung up all over the world. Aside from teaching reading, writing, mathematics, geography, etc., the Gurukul teaches the child how to cultivate that consciousness. Once a year, the members of the ISKCON journey to the Society's international headquarters at Sridhar Mayapur, 90 miles north of Calcutta, and the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is the site of a 10 crore rupees international Vedic village, comprising of community farming projects, high-class Gurukul school, free medicinal facilities, and hands-on reading center. An institute of Vedic studies is proposed to be established at this site. Other major ISKCON centers in India are in Vrindavan, Bombay, and Kurukshetra, the site of a 3 crore rupee international Sanskrit university. This project will be sponsored by Alfred Ford, a nephew of Henry Ford. This will be the cultural... This will be the cultural gateway...
Nephew of Ford, that's what that is.
Yes.
And 20... From the daughter's side.
Oh, daughter's side.
President Mr. Paul, his nephew, second, because daughter's side. His mother is the daughter, is granddaughter of Henry Paul.
Yes.
And his mother is the granddaughter of Penny Paul. Therefore, the present Paul is the maternal uncle of Elpis.
This will be a cultural gateway of India for the people of the world. Hyderabad is the South Indian headquarters for ISKCON in India. The magnificent Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Temple at Nampali Station Road, inaugurated by Swami Prabhupada, will serve as the center of the cultural, spiritual, educational, and social activities to uplift the lives of people here. According to Sri Mahamudra Swami, the president of the society here, the devotees will hold seminars in colleges, factories, business centers, universities, schools, etc. to teach the techniques of spiritualizing the day-to-day life. Deity worship, accompanied by the constant chanting of the holy names, will be a special feature at the center. Besides, there will be daily classes of Sanskrit, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita, and the Upanishads. There will be a Vedic library consisting of Swami Prabhupada's books and various books on comparative study of religions. The cassette library will be a special feature here. Devotees will travel into towns and villages and do Sankirtan for the uplift of the masses. ISKCON Hyderabad is introducing for the first time in South India its major 600-acre community farming project, 40 kilometers from Hyderabad, to benefit about 20,000 villages. Besides regular free nutritional food distribution program, ISKCON is also planning to set up a modern high-yielding 600-cow dairy farm, handling centers, nature cure hospitals, and Gurukul school projects. Swami Prabhupada's most substantial contribution, however, is to be found in his books, A Veritable Storehouse of Knowledge and Wisdom. He has written more than 50 books so far, explaining the principles of Krishna or God consciousness in a logical, practical, and scientific way. Through his books, people are understanding the eternal wisdom of the ancient Indian scriptures. That ISKCON has made a significant contribution to the intellectual, cultural, and spiritual life of contemporary man is obvious from the fact that people of all ages and
very
good art.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And details, everything.
Yes.
Think about this and purpose.
A varying degrees of education and from many walks of life. Students, teachers, scientists, servicemen, laborers, and professionals, indeed numerous race, creeds, and nationalities are attached to worship. The unifying characteristics that bring such diverse individuals to Krishna consciousness are high ethical standards and a sincere desire to understand spiritual truths. To make a pleasure loving and easygoing.
Is he going right?
No, that's good. To make a pleasure-loving and easy-going Western youth to shed his fashionable dress and make him give up his dear, cherished beef steaks, wine and women, cannabis and LSD, and don the saffron robe, shave his head, hold the dandar and chant Hare Krishna is no mean achievement. That ISKCON has made thousands of Western youths perform this seemingly impossible task is an eloquent testimony of the impact it has made on the life of the contemporary West. ISKCON does offer to the modern man a haven of refuge from the complexity and anxiety of present-day life. The society has indeed set before itself a noble and laudable ideal.
The English man was ruling over his country, and Gandhi had to do so much labor, his life sacrifice.
Yes.
Somehow or other, they were gone. Now the same Englishman is working here,
yes,
as Buddhist truth.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Who was our ruler?
Yes.
So whose achievement is better, Gandhi or mine?
Yours.
And one Englishman is giving me massage.
Yes, right.
This is actually criticizing. But they have come to me for money. They are poor. They are illiterate fools. They have come to me for money or some material gain. No. Unless they are convinced about the spiritual gain, why is it in this acceptance? Because they have no eyes, you see.
No, because in India, many Indians, when they approach a guru, they want something.
But we didn't have to approach him.
That is the speciality. The Guru wants to go to Guru to serve as million servant. That is acceptance of Guru, that is important. Nicha was. Nicha means million. That kind of million servant, he does everything. Similarly, to leave to Guru means to serve him as a million servant. That is basic intent. Nicha was. You should not be puff proud that I am coming from such royal family, I am coming from such rich family. And that tendency is turned up from the child, the child does not know. Just like Pradyumna Tha. You can engage him in any menial service, he does not distinguish. He's turned up. So this is Drupadi. The very word is used, the Nichava. He gave charges to the Guru, just like menial service. And this telling being given from the childhood, he does not know what is low and what is high. The spiritual master asked to do some, and Krishna went to the forest to collect some dry wood. Vasudeva's son, his royal family, but he had to go. And all of a sudden there was storm and what is called?
Hellstorm.
And they become entrapped in the jungle whole night. And then on the morning, Guru with other disciples came to search out them. And this Sudama before and Krishna was stranded and they were found out and then taken back. So even Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he had the Guru as menial. Then the Guru like asked him, bring some fear from the jungle. And they went to meet. This is Guru. Prestigious position. Guru has said, has to be done. This training. And then?
The society has indeed set before itself a noble and laudable ideal of producing men and women of high character, sincerity, and God consciousness.
Sending
also to home later.
You send, he knows it. God
knows.
Yes. Yes. Your men send several times my name. So for your benefit and to open your eyes, I am sending one article. Please read. What is done? Simply like this.
I have to go to Delhi for my carnet. I will go to the office, the Bliss office, and bring them this personally.
That's all.
You have written about me, but I would like to present you this article.
Yes, on your belly.
Yes.
So you are keeping good health?
Oh, yes, very good.
So. Where from just now they're coming?
Well, we've just come from the eastern coast. We came down from Calcutta to Vishakhapatnam and Vijayawada.
Mm.
We took some orders in Guntur.
Guntur.
And before that we went...
Guntur, the university?
Yeah, there's a new one, yes. Nagar.
Guntur, our Krishnamaya has got a branch there.
Oh, he has a...
Is it not Gauriyama Dehargad branch?
In Vishakhapatnam.
No, that is another. And Guntur, yes. Vishakhapatnam, there is one thing, God bearers.
Puri.
Yes. Puri Maharaj.
Yes.
Did you go there?
No. But we saw some books which they published, and they had your picture in the front, actually.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, just on the inside page, your picture was there.
The Guntur, you received all that from?
The Rich State Regional Library.
Oh.
It's the most prestigious library in Andhra Pradesh. Mm. And this is from Pandora.
Both?
Both, all the books.
Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavata.
Yes.
Stanley.
Yes, in Vishakhapatnam University also.
standing order for all the books. And we'll probably go back to Gunther again, and I think we'll make some more orders there next week. But it was Saturday and some of the colleges were closed, so we couldn't see the professor.
Keep your health nice.
Yes.
Because Indian prayer sometimes is not so. Keep simple things. Please.
Yes.
Don't be minded in the matter of, but don't think for it.
Yes.
Keep that sentencing. Yes.
Yes, I have also told they should eat nice fruits and vegetables.
Oh, yes.
So they will keep healthy.
Vegetable foods, very nice. Little meat.
Yes.
See, if you don't eat this food then, but pepper.
Better.
Vegetable and fruits and meat. Ah, that is
very easy food. To digest.
There is no question of disease. But for a strong test, we eat so many good food. But if we eat vegetables, wild vegetables and fruits and meat, Ekadas. Daily Ekadas. And this peanuts, the two bread, not much. Very good. Cashew peanuts. So thank you very much for your watching so much. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nisha. Jarendra Sutare Paha Krishna Bas, Guru Dhamma Guru. Actually, you are doing the Guru's work. There is a message from Krishna. Please take it. Yes. Jarendra Sutare. Remember, you meet Sare Paha Krishna, but either you speak personally or deal in the book.
This is new
makeup. How are
you?
Express them. Mahan Prasad is continuing it.
Yes.
As soon as we decide to work for Krishna, very sincere, what is it Krishna to work for? This is Jami.
Crossword to gambling?
Did not gamble?
They give clues and to make you think.
They give a clue if they say.
And there is praying.
Huh? No, I don't think there is praying. There is in the other group, maybe not in this, but they do offer
yes.
Price.
They offer
you
price.
Send in, then they choose price.
So they give what? Originally we can put price.
Yes.
Otherwise, this Tandi, why this have a waste of time?
They
wanted some price.
Sometimes they print their names in the next issue. Last week's winner was...
Winner, that means prize.
There's no mention of any reward. Just
anything of this Paul finds it at English sometimes. Mm. That's for a papa Saturnita. The Saturnita, four times a papa. Sinful, I say. From the very beginning, because I introduced this, no Saturnita, four times a papa. Therefore, our society is now so respected.
Yes.
From the very beginning, we are following to keep these principles in the forefront. This is appreciated by anyone.
Mm.
Even he is intelligent, what? He is appreciated.
Yes, they have
a person can be a big drunkard, but he will never like to see his son drunk. That is natural.
Yes. My father, he used to smoke, but he said, you should not smoke.
Mm. He said like this?
Yes. I think all fathers look like
this. Yeah, mine did too. One day I walked in with a cigarette, and so he beat me because I was smoking, and I was only 14 or something. So then I said, but you were doing the same thing. He beat me even more.
I'm older. You are not.
When you are older, you become a divorce. But don't become that. It would be a good thing, why older and younger?
But that is true, our relatives, especially close relatives, parents, and they see...
But this is natural.
They can see immediately.
These ones are not good. They're noisy, but they are habituated.
Hmm.
But they do not like the chance of them.
Yeah.
That is natural. Your father predicted about Brahmananda that this boy will be a sanctified.
Yes.
Yes. He loved you, certainly. From the beginning he could understand. How did he understand?
Because his tendencies were never in the business field. He was an intellectual. He used to read a lot and he was interested in religion. And yeah, in college he took courses in religion.
And when he passed to me, he was dead. That I was answered. Yes. Now I got. And he was getting at that time $400.
Yes, a school teacher.
Yes. So he was playing everything, almost. He was listening. And then he got it.
Yes. Are you here?
That's right.
Yeah, well.
I have a picture of Gagamuni Swami when he was still in, he still had hair and camp clothes.
Shakespearean locks.
this picture's a big crop though. You had a big
picture.
Oh, yeah. You're sending it back to Godhead of these people.
Yeah, and then push back.
That time, how many copies are printing?
We are printing 500 to 1,000. We started at 500 and 1,000.
Then when Brahmananda proposed that we can get it printed from Japan, that we want to order for 20,000 million. So I said yes. 501,000, they are selling. And he proposed 20,000. Yes. God. Now 2 years?
Yes.
The biggest one, I think, was that centennial, bicentennial issue. What was that? It's increasing anyway every year.
The woman was hesitating how 20,000 one month or something.
Yes, we were all afraid.
I said yes. Okay. Then the Tamal Krishna, yes.
They was in book distribution from the
from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
From their sales.
Yes.
They were sending.
He gave impetus for distribution. Then we got entirely other parts of us. Where those Vinyoga machine go?
I don't know. After I went to San Francisco, they should be preserved.
Yes.
The beginning, we could still use them.
I paid $150.
Yes.
I had. Correct. They wanted $100 each.
$100
each. So I went there that I want two machines, but I got $150 on. So he wanted to throw out. All I could take two machines. So I gave him $150 and took out to this. I think it is more costly.
Yeah, oh yeah. Those are heavy duty machines. Maybe they were old, but they were good.
Well, they were working next
year.
And the printer was that boy.
Yeah, lunch on.
Lunch. Spoiling saw much.
Yes.
He brought $500 from Grandpa.
Yes. He donated.
His father and mother divorced. So he used to meet it sometimes his grandfather. Father's father. So naturally grandfather, and he used to visit to give him some money.
Then he gave it to you.
Hmm?
Then he gave it to you.
Once he gave it. Krishna is giving us encouragement. Religious philosophical though, as soon as they hear of it, religious, no. There is natural tendency.
But here in India, when you see that a white man has taken to the Vaishnava religion,
influence.
They are so much respectful.
Yeah, natural. As Chief Minister said.
Yeah, it is a reversal of history.
So that was my policy, that I shall go America, give the American Gita devotee, and these are scheduled authorities. Here they could not appreciate when I started, one person started, woman. They refused to give their son.
They always say a priest who is never appreciated in his home chair.
Samadhi, what benefit they are going to be, like becoming examined by devotees. They are so hard, they are trying to. Spiritual culture is in India practically rejected. They are convinced with the idea that for spiritual culture we are so much behind this material. That is
true. Must have been a big shock for them when they first saw our devotees. It must have been a big shock for them when they saw the shaved heads and chanting.
when his tennis come in.
Today?
And what he told
him. And then he was missing.
Yes, at 10:30 in this.
He's coming? No,
he said he's coming. I don't know, but I will ask.
Krishna Varada Amai, Parivari Jura, Sapprasad Annadilava, Sapprasad Annadilava. Sai Prasad Anna Pao, Radha Krishna Guna Pao, Premeda Apo Sai Chana.
Some devotees
have Krishna Varada Amai, because he wants eating. So he is giving his mercy through eating. Eating, nobody will refuse. So by eating, he is being favored by Krishna. This is it. Process. You understand Bengali? Krishna Varada Dharma is very merciful. Parivara Jivaja, we are accustomed to eat, go to the restaurant, go to the hotel, go to here and there, at home and so on, sitting there eating. So this is Juhalam Patra, prostitution of the tongue. Just like a woman prostitute is not satisfied with one man. Similarly, our tongue is like prostitute. It is not satisfied with any food. Sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes on the street, sometimes on the restaurant, sometimes in the hotel. Irregular prostitution. It is called tongue prostitution. There are prostitution of three things. Prostitution of the tongue, prostitution of the belly, and prostitution of the genes. Three times. Udara upasta beda. Jiva udara upasta. State line. So, to stop this prostitution, is to control the tongue. The tongue prostitution means he wants to eat varieties of foodstuff. Krishna asa, Krishna is so merciful. All right, he eat varieties of food. Then tongue prostitution is controlled, and naturally the belly and the genital. Krishna Balga Amai, Parivari Jiva Jor, to own victory over the time. He has given variety. Therefore, all nice things should be offered to Krishna, and then take prasad. They will be very different.
Is Krishna Balga
Amai? Krishna Balga Amai, Parivari Jiva Jor, Jor means to conquer over the time. If you do not give tongue to Krishna Prasadam, then the tongue will be checked. Why not go to the history? So this is the process. Give everyone life to Prasadam. His tongue will be conquered, and he will be conquered. He is able to conquer over the prostitution of his country. And then he'll be very good. Hyderabad paper is something that's good.
Oh, yes.
Very nice. Very nice.
Any reasonable person would appreciate
it. How the books have been supplied? From Bombay?
Well, when we were writing from Bombay was sending them by rail, But Nagarjuna Muni Swami, he had given us some books to supply immediately to the libraries, and then others that we can't, if we don't have enough to supply all the libraries, he's going to arrange for more to be sent. I think he wants to send a van, a vehicle around all the colleges to deliver the books.
You make some good profits. Never mind. The books are distributed very old capital. Let anyone make some profits. Don't mind.
No, he wants to send one of our vehicles around. Yeah?
Never mind. The books must be there.
Yes, yes.
That is money.
One way or the other, the books will get there.
Yes, yes. Doesn't matter. They are not after profit.
Besides any profit, it goes towards the development of Krishna consciousness?
Yes. Very well. So what is the total amount?
Outstanding orders? So many. Over 200.
Anyway, wherever you go,
yes,
they take it.
Yes. Always keep. Practically every college will take something at least. If they don't have enough money for the full standing order, at least they take some books out of respect. Everywhere they're very respectful. And everyone has heard of you and the work that you've done.
Delight.
Oh, very much. People are very impressed. In the Western world, people are so much unfavorable towards us here in India. They treat us like kings. Sometimes when I come to college, they practically touch my feet and give me all kinds of food stuff and drinks. Even in the West, they are not so favorable, but still everybody has heard Krishna. Everybody has heard Bhai Krishna.
There's only five folks in this year since. Those ladies, I told them to wait some more time. Those ladies, I told them to wait for some more time because they were still drinking tea and coffee till yesterday.
So if you promise they'll give up, then we can do.
I already told them you please. They said they will give up. So I said that you...
No, gave. If they promise, we can do.
But they are waiting. What should I tell them now? I just now told them...
Okay. Tell them that if you promise from today, you will give up.
They promise.
Then you will give up.
All five of them?
All. If they are promised, you say. Simply, you don't break promise. You are promised, see. That's it.
Another thing was what is, I don't know, what is the position of ladies being initiated? They are young girls, they may get married to someone outside the society.
But he can sit and chant.
Yes.
Observe the rules and regulations.
Even if her husband does not follow?
No. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Individual.
Okay. Then there will be five more. Now I have
my, my sister, when she was married, so I don't know, they're all in peace. So the new girl, 10 years, 11 years old, says she has given this good stuff in peace and everything. So she has crying. Her mother-in-law, why you are crying? So we do not touch all these things. The media has a special cooking for her. So her husband and other members are taking fish, but she never does. She never does. She doesn't know what is doing.
Okay. So there will be
if one wants to keep oneself pure, he or she can keep oneself pure in any circumstance.
Yes. And there will be 2 second initiations, 2 devotees from there. Okay. So I will talk to them again. Because just now I told them you must wait 1 month more.
No.
They were willing to.
Is there a promise?
So I'll tell them like that. Okay, the names and the these will be given downstairs by your grace. Will be coming down.
Yes.
They come up. Yes.
So Krishna will become like your parents. It is stated in this Bhagavad Gita. This is a smart demonstration, perfectly clear. That is everything, the knowledge. So you become immediately recognized, very dear, silent, very confident and silent person. The safe person. Not a smart demonstration. Among the human beings. Those who are doing this thing. Nobody is there than this person, to me, anyone. You have read that?
That's an 18th chapter?
Yes.
Yes.
But to be quickly recognized like Krishna, this is the shortcut process. He never says those who are sitting in a secluded place, meditating, or chanting, doing nothing. He never says that they are my very dear devotees. But those are preaching method of Mahapurusha, for Sri. That the government takes more care for the soldiers, especially when they are fighting. They are giving life for the state. So they have come for first concerts. In the war field, cannot supply anything the soldiers supply. Cannot supply. Sometimes the story is blown out. And again another story is ready. Therefore, you are trying to control the person. He is required. And it's still another thought, so they have to supply separately. See, the supply has become controlled. Whatever they want, supply. The Britishers, British time they are saying, in the village, they let loose the soldier to rape anyone.
Okay. To the sergeants of the corporals to go first. The leaders of the battalion, they will go first to start ravaging the military. And then all the men
come. Yes. Everywhere, so I've seen in Calcutta, outside villages. So my maternal uncle's house was there, anyone. So when they used to come, there was a discord. You might have thought, so that's something. They've gotten any woman from this book. Not a speech.
They're simply killing.
Huh?
They're simply killing for no reason. And therefore this killing turns just into turns to animals. So when they see woman, they just
everywhere the same business, soldiers are let loose in the village.
What is the program? Will you be coming down?
Why not? Yes. As soon as ready, I shall go.
As soon as ready, you will come.
Huh?
We're not waiting for any minister or something to come or anything?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be,
That thing which is coming, I said, the other way is
back. But the son of your lady will come down.
Yes.
Now England is finished. Everybody is completely unhappy. Nobody is happy in England. The rich men, once they were happy, now they are having their money taken away by the government. They are taxing all the time. And the poor people, they have nothing anyway. Nobody has anything to talk about, nothing to be proud of in England. Everybody is leaving. Every day in the newspaper, you see.
It's a simple reaction.
Yes. England is not like us.
Expanding their empire. Where's that empire now? The expansion of empire began during the Victoria's time. Victoria's time.
Even before that, though. Even before that. Because they were going out in the ships and America and all.
The first Elizabeth time. That was the beginning.
Queen Elizabeth I. That, they went to America at that time. And kept hold of.
So, what was the time of Elizabeth?
It was 1600 to 1700. It was 400 years ago.
So within 400 years, everything changed.
Yeah.
Everything built up and everything changed.
You said before it was all propaganda.
Now the Indians are coming from India, setting up big business in England. They are controlling big factories, business, so many mills, everything. In Manchester, where I come from,
there is education to drive out of India.
Now they are trying to drive out because they know they have money. They are taking over.
Money and intelligence. But then, very nice. And they are not extravagant.
Yes.
European and American, as soon as they get money, they spend it. And Indians have to save something. I saw in London, almost all Indians have got their own house. Maybe small house, doesn't matter, but they have got their own cottage. Every Indian, and they're living very comfortably. Englishmen, local men, renting.
Big plus.
Many Indians have come from Africa.
Kenya.
Uganda.
They got English citizenship. Now they cannot refuse them legally.
There is one group, the National Front group. They are trying to stop the citizenship.
Yes.
Because the government, they are saying, yes, we will make you citizenship, come here, get citizenship. And they are fighting against us.
They are refusing citizens to the children.
Yeah. So
children born of Indians in England, naturally they should be citizens. But not they are refusing.
They're making all of them get 6 months down. Any Indians, they give them 6 month visas. That's partly the reason why India is now thinking to impose visa regulations on the British, on British people who come here.
Why not make one citizen so much space? Let anyone go anywhere and be regulated.
Nationality.
Yes, international. Why this? But it's short-sighted group. You cannot come here.
Mm-hmm.
And one is God's hand, and everything belongs to God. If one finds opportunity in some place, can you do anything? I think this is the doctrine by the imagination. Immediately, the face of the world will change. The Chinese and the Indians are the very expert. If they are given flair, they can immediately start that place into their minds. Put them into a village.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that. And you can produce anything usable from anywhere according to the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in America, the facility is very, very great. So many jungles. In the jungles are packed, the woods can be used for making a house, and the fields can be used for producing food. And milk, cows, everything. Around our living dollar. And in many places.
Both have, Pennsylvania found more than 100 acres of woods.
Especially in America. So there is enough place. And England also,
mm-hmm.
there is enough place. There are not many places.
Even my father, he has one big house and some land, you know, 1 to 2 acres of land. And I said, I put this through in my thoughts, and I said, why you cannot just live simply? You have enough room for one cow, which is enough milk for you, for 4 people, they live there, like that, one cow, you can grow vegetables, you can have an apple tree, a pear tree, like this, you can have everything.
We need meat.
He's a doctor. He's saying he needs me. So I have not been eating meat for 4 years. There's nothing wrong with me.
And when there is no vegetables, why you get meat?
He says, oh.
After all, you must have sufficient vegetables for eating by the cow. But if there is no vegetables, then where you get meat? Actually, in Europe, it is being done. That there is drought, there is no rain, there is no grass.
All is brown.
Brown.
Minister of Endowments.
Thank you. Feeling all right?
Yes, still there. Our treatments are not yet. Again, one, I asked him to come there, but he has not come. Some other ministers are wanting to come. You asked to return at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. All right. So,
today, 4 o'clock? Today. Okay. But your rest is cut?
Can
you take rest,
sir? I take rest after 4, 4:30.
Can we come at 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock is another program of our minister.
Okay. Time goes. We can start.
Still need to put us. Yes. As soon as your son comes, we will leave.
You can give him that paper. Today, very nice report about our activity behind the promise.
Yeah.
I can get a little history. At half past one. Italy has been played deep in the past. Very deep. But same way.
Yeah.
And that Limon kept.
Lemon pickle.
Pickle. You see, they, with put up one another in the place. And we should be given separately as a medical symbol. And if they go to rest at 4 o'clock, then it will be possible to start. So, see that it is quickly done. We shall go
here
and come back by a first day. Especially if they do not change their mode of living, reject spiritual life, then gradually the whole situation will be dangerous. Then there will be no other.
Yes, I read in the newspaper just a few days ago that the Britain is thinking of importing drinking water.
In fact, is it possible to import people? For so many people?
No.
It is that utopian.
No. They're thinking that man will conquer over nature. That's their ideal. And man will become God. Just before I left England, they had so many cows in the south of England.
Yes.
They were grazing. But because it was so hot, the grass was not growing. It was becoming very dry, and no new grass was growing because there was no rain. So then they had to move all the cows to the north of England. Thousands upon thousands of cows. They had to move in big lorries to the north of England where there was some grass. And now in the north of England there is no grass. So they're going to have to move them to Scotland. It's costing so much money. And then the cows are going to become famous.
And they're kidding. To make sure. Because they die, they cannot eat. They want to eat fresh. Huh? They want to kill them alive.
Yes.
Thank you.